the pond. It is well curtained, the skeleton within the scum. It is like a palm struck under the chest our pastoral makes of us, a translucent skin the afternoon gathers when the heat leans in to unpeel our lungs. Who we are is love. Our feet drag weeds when the pond becomes worth reconsidering, our good brains raising one idea of a temple above the ripples, where insects perform all the latest constellations. To believe in a stone, first you must believe you can throw it in. You must believe in the goldfish it will become. Like they're untucking the camouflaged pasture where we sleep, the sky's giant claws light down on us. We hardly even sing between the fungal dew and the jaws that open wide, like constant reminders that our place to hide is someone else's place to go finding, and yet another place entirely where couples go to picnic, hoisting their pineapples and unknowing lives above the small horrors and treacherous history that make every patch macabre when we're shivering, unable to sleep and almost certainly imagining bones beneath the lilies and bones above them, a bony horizon papering the breath that gives us away but also gives us life. A slow wind echoes within our own skulls before we even speak. It is so chemical what passes for time outside in the environment where we plug our bodies, throwing them down among the vacant things we grow each season, the executive hedges and hardwood gazebos that are like safety valves beneath the astronauts' strange and weightless dreams.